We are live on VOB 92.9 FM. It's Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. And we say good evening to Sluggy Dan.
Wahoy, manners, and respect. You're getting me good. The walking, the juice is flowing good.
Crystal clear.
That's good. That's what we're talking about. Good evening. And thanks to everyone in VOB Country 92.9. And thanks to all my loyal supporters out there. And we love you. We can't say that enough. And I must say a special thanks to everyone who continues to come out every Wednesday at Barkhurst 7 o'clock for Rhythm and Rhyme and Live and Hear the Youngsters. And I must say thanks to Mikey, the King. He came through last week Wednesday and he shared some very powerful words with the youngsters and gave them some encouragement. And then after he went and performed and showed them how it's done, and then let them know after he speak to them, Ronnie, give the encouragement, Mikey perform and let them know, listen, you see that? It's not going to be easy, but I support you. You know, like a true gentle giant. So I must big up Mikey for that, man. I appreciate that a lot. Now, this is Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme every Saturday from 6 p.m. on the nation's number one station. And we have a lot planned for today. We have rare songs coming on shortly. And we have to have a really long convo with Radar Stones, who have been doing a lot lately. So I must salute Radar Stones for all he's doing and continue to do over the years. And we have the over 21 queen, Kian Brown, who have an extremely beautiful voice. And we must have a conversation with her, and it must let my listeners hear, you know, on Rhythm and Rhyme is bring the exclusives. And then we have some young ladies, some young, beautiful Black ladies who've created this movement called Black Butterfly. You know, when they hear of these things in Barbados, you know, it can't help. It must get my nose in the business. And I'm interested to hear what Black Butterfly is all about and what they have planned, especially within the culture and using the culture. And it's a very good movement. And you know, I like to bring these things on the nation's number one station, things that the way the public might not know about, but these everyday heroes doing things to change the world and doing things to change our communities and right here in Barbados and women. So I think that's just a beautiful thing. So I'm extremely thankful. And first, I have a conversation with the ladies from Black Butterfly. Good evening, ladies. And please, want to introduce yourselves. Who are you? And what are your roles? I know your names, but I want you all to introduce yourself. Your names and what are your roles?
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you.
Indeed.
Good evening. My name is Jamila Young.
And I'm Melissa Callender.
We are the founders of Black Butterfly Experience.
Mm-hmm. Black Butterfly Experience.
Yes, please.
No. What is the Black Butterfly Experience? What are you all about?
Okay, good evening, Barbados. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everyone.
Black Butterfly, as it stands right now, Black Butterfly is a symbol of transition, you know, renewal and rebirth.
Yes.
You know? So in other cultures, Black Butterfly means, you know, death, but not death as in you're dying, no one will see you, but death to certain aspects of your life, or let's say new beginning. It symbolizes new beginning. And our organization, Black Butterfly Experience, is all about the process in life, our stages, the stages we go through in life, which is similar to the stages of a butterfly and how it goes through from the egg to the larva to the chrysalis to the adult. We, as human beings, go through stages in life. And these stages are put in place to help us to grow. Now, just like the chrysalis stage, the caterpillar is basically, you know, like dead. He's non-existent at that point in time. But by holding on just a few days longer, you know, the adult butterfly comes out as a new creature. So that's what Black Butterfly is all about. You know, resetting and rewiring your mind to, you know, to really understand that life is all about growth and transition.
Nice. I love that. So is is anyone or group that you are focused on helping, or any particular group that you have a special interest in helping? But if it's boys, if it's girls, if it's old people, young people, if it's everyone.
Well,
basically, we're trying to cater to young females between 6 and 16 to help both.
I love that.
And to promote self-love.
Mm-hmm. No way.
Basically, use this program to boost, you know, the help them to improve their decision-making skills. How important it is, how to handle peer pressure
and conflict.
Yeah, especially conflict, because conflict is a big issue right now in our country.
They all say conflict. You say anything when they're reading.
No.
When the all got me impressed. I'm confident, no way.
We had months of planning.
This is something that really resonates with us, ourselves, because we basically been through similar personal experiences, and from that we realize and we understand life differently. So we want to transfer and contribute what we've learned and share it with the youth to help them to make better decisions. Because all in the mind, you know, your mind is what carries you. So we really, really want to help the youth, and we want to start with little girls for sure. We want to create something like a big sister, little sister program, and there are many other programs we have in mind. That we really want to do to, we really want to implement.
No, I love that. I love that, first of all. And not sure which one is speaking to, is Jamila or Melissa. But I love that. And why, those 10 years are extremely important. Why those 10 years, why 6 to 16? That's a very trying time in your life. So I know for sure if you used to be a boy. I know if you used to be a girl, but that 6 to 16 and like that age group, way that age group.
Yeah. Well, we both have backgrounds in
early childhood education.
We're certified, and I've been a teacher for over
6 years. Okay, nice.
So from seeing different programs and. A lot of the times, a lot of these programs.
You cut out there, that's no. You say you were a teacher. You were the teacher.
I've been I'm currently a teacher, 16 years and going.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
From working in the system, I see a lot of programs to help boys, and the girls are. We are still here. We need that boost too. So we've decided that we're gonna come up with a movement to help the girls move from one stage to the next. Until they get to an adult stage. And even Black Butterfly can even resonate with adults, because this is how we came up with this idea. It was through our personal experiences that led us to this
point. Oh, nice. I like that. It's true, you know, we expect girls to be smarter. You know, even in the 11 plus, the girls' marks is higher than the boys, you know, they're just a fact. So we expect girls to be. And then, you know, there's always this thing that girls are much more mature at.
Yeah.
A girl and a boy can be the same age, but the girl can be much more mature. So we expect the girls to be superwoman.
Put them on a platter and then put a lot of pressure on girls. We get a lot of pressure just because.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a good thing. So you plan, I see also you have an event coming up on Independence Day. And I love that. I love that y'all are doing Independence Day, but you're all coming different. It's a breakfast party.
Yes.
So this is like the first event of Black Butterfly. Right, especially on this scale, because you know, Melissa, you have a background of working in the culture for many years.
Right,
come closer to the mic and just tell us a bit about your experience with Cropova and Kitty Skaduma.
Well, I started off working with Betty, and she basically put me to work with the kids.
And this is Betty West, right?
Betty West, yes.
No, yes, thank you.
Right.
Go ahead.
So I basically had to just deal with all the kids from like the same ages, 6 to 16. So
Mm-hmm.
I know that there are a lot of girls out there that, you know, need a push and a love.
Wait, and what was your role? You were a designer.
I was a designer for the Kitty Scuddleman.
Oh, that's awesome. So I mean, you got a special interest within the culture and within the music and crossover.
Correct.
No, that's good. It's good. You all join your fortune. So why you all decided that Independence Day and a breakfast party is the way to come with this launch?
Well, the reason why we chose a breakfast party is because of the area we are going to have this breakfast party. We're going to host this breakfast party at Peck Farms and Nature Reserve. This is in Easy Hall, St. Joseph. I don't know if anybody have heard of it. It's a beautiful
amazing
place. And one thing we have learned through our stages of life is that sometimes we need to get back to nature and just, you know, simplify everything, because
and ground ourselves.
Great, nature is everything. Everything comes from, what doesn't come from the ground? What doesn't come from the ground? You know, we produce otherwise. But then things from the ground are more natural. And Peck Farm is the place to be, because it's a biodynamic farm. And the restaurant that is on site there, Chrysalis. You hear that name? Chrysalis.
That is actually one of the stages of the butterfly.
That is that stage where, you know, just before they blossom into the beautiful adult stage, they're in the Chrysalis farm. And the restaurant there at Peck Farms, they basically do from garden to table. So they have tons of healthy, tasty, organic meals that you can get from breakfast until dinner. And they only open Fridays to Sundays. However, they're at Peck Farm. You can get a tour and you can have camping retreats, but the place is beautiful. So we're gonna take the natural beauty of Peck Farms Nature Reserve and turn it into a beautiful, enchanted forest. And it's not gonna take much because it already has its own beauty. So we're gonna transform that. We have so many things there that you would not even expect. So come to be wowed. Just come. It's basically $54. It's all inclusive. And the restaurant there will be catering for us. So you'll be eating a healthy, tasty, organic breakfast.
Yeah, and the people are listening now, for the folks that are listening, could go on and you could just go online and type in the Peck Farm. It's PEG. Peck Farm and Nature Reserve.
And Nature Reserve. And right, there you would find all the information about that area.
Yeah, just Google it. I think it's on Facebook as well. So you could go and look at pics and see the place. A very beautiful place and lots of land. And I like that you all decided to use our culture to do what you're doing. I love it. You're doing the Independence Day. And of course, I don't want everyone on VLB listening, I don't want you to come out and support this venture. Because we hear what Black Butterfly is about. We hear what is the reason. And me, myself, I endorsed this heavily. You know, it got my stamp of approval. And it will make sure it let me help me everywhere. I'm going to be there, people. So you know, you can be doing my thing. And I'm going to bring along some of my young performers, too. And I can bring through some legends, too, people. So, you really, really, really have to come out on Independence Day.
That's
Easy Hall, St. Joseph. Peg's Farm and Nature Reserve is a beautiful place, and they're doing it. Yeah, and they're doing it for a wonderful cause. You all must support, and I have tickets as well, so I don't want any excuses. So you all can hit me up, make sure you get tickets, and I can let Jamila and Melissa all have info that people could call to purchase one of these tickets, because people might purchase, even if a person might not be able to come, they might see it, but we purchase a ticket to help support this initiative. So you can give people some info where they could call and buy a ticket to come to the event, or buy a ticket just to support this wonderful venture. Give some information.
Well, you can call either Melissa or myself. The numbers are 261-3702 and 840-4120, or you can drop us an email at black.butterfly0810@gmail.com.
Okay, that's wonderful. Make sure you all type the info in the chat too, because you might cut it in and out. So make sure you also type the info in the chat, and I can make sure you read it for sure. That's great. Independence Day we got. And this, wait. This $54, right?
Yes, please.
We could. There's a limit to the space.
No. Pet farms and nature reserve is 108 acres.
Right, so you know, cause this, I was just gonna let it all go, but but this just hit me, cause you know, it's a valid question. Cause we go to party, you know, we go to party, it don't be all over, of course, but it just hit me with, for this $54, I can see the place and party. And eat free. This is the entire experience on that day. For only $54, Black Butterfly, Jamila and Melissa. For only $54, I could walk, but I could walk through and see these trees and this beautiful place. And I could also get food free and music and a nice relaxed atmosphere. All this including the $54.
Yes. There will be two tours of the nature reserve. So anybody interested at all, when they come. They get come inside. We're gonna have two tours, one at first light 6 a.m. and then at 9 a.m. we're gonna have a tour done by a surprise Bajan celebrity. So if you want to see this Bajan celebrity, make sure you are there at 9 o'clock to have your tour with. Let me give you a hint. Him.
Right. That's good. But what you try to do too is try to get him come on radio. He don't have to necessarily say his name. Okay. But if anyone try to get him, because it's Monday, Independence Day Monday, I don't want to be sharing my radio.
Yeah, it's about 9 days a week.
Okay. So nobody knows Independence Day is okay. Cool. I would love to have this person on before the date, and see if the people listening can guess, and we probably give them a giveaway ticket or two.
No problem.
Ticket or two to let them come through. To let the country witness your experience, but I think it's a wonderful experience though. Like being real, this is a game changer, especially from two good men. You know, like if any men out there listening, any male promoters are listening, you know, you have to step up our game. This is a wonderful experience for our $54. Getting breakfast free,
beautiful getting place,
yeah, you're getting the food, tour,
beautiful music, fresh air. Come on, everyone, come down on Monday the 30th, anytime between 4 and 11, and just be wowed or enchanted. There's so many surprises. I'm bursting to tell you, but I want you to be surprised, because I'm thrilled about the whole event. And these facilities will be going towards our Black Butterfly Experience program. We don't have a home base, we work from home, and we work with the children in the community right now, but we want to branch it out the weather Barbados and get this Black Butterfly experience in household.
For sure we can branch out the communities. Y'all have my full support, you know, so I put everything behind this initiative. I love this and I feel that men, especially us men in the industry of influence, to support groups like this, especially with that groups that taking care of young ladies, you know, I just think it's only right that men put their heart and soul behind that. You know what I mean? I ain't putting the pressure on the men, but I just keeping it real. You know what I mean? So he's stepping up to the plate. So I'm looking forward to being there. I'm looking forward to the performances. I'm looking forward to having some performances as well. I'm looking forward to speaking to some of my people from my DOB country there. This is Easy Hall, St. Joseph on Independence Day, 4 a.m. to 11 a.m., free breakfast, getting to see tons of performances. And like I said, I'm bringing my Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme show, bringing some performances out of this world there, getting to tour the reserve, be getting everything, the full works, and they support this. So before I let you all go, Jamila and Melissa, let the people know time, place, and where they can find you.
All right. So on Monday, November the 30th, we are going to make our way to Peg Farms and Nature Reserve. This is the Easy Hall in Joburg. Just after you pass Brantley Adams Secondary School, and you go, you'll find a way. There are signs all over, and you cannot miss it. It is from 4 a.m. to 11 a.m., $54, all inclusive breakfast party. and it's going to be catered by the Crystalis Restaurant, tasty, healthy, organic meals. Come out, enjoy, and you will. I'm lost for words. I'm so excited. I just can't wait for everyone to see what we have to offer. And then with this, the funds from this event, we want to make Black Butterfly, take its first flight out.
Yeah, man. I am sure. I'm more certain that a lot of young ladies can benefit from what you all are doing. And I'm sure that all of us can agree by listening that there's certainly need for much more help, you know, and not just depending from government, but we as citizens deciding, well, listen, instead of waiting, let us put our hands to the soil, you know, and try to do it ourselves and try to help as much as we can ourselves. So I want to salute you two ladies for doing that, for not just sitting down and waiting. I want to salute you two ladies for taking the initiative and putting your efforts and sacrificing parts of your personal life for the sake of others, and I can't thank you enough, and being really appreciate what you all do, and salute to Black Butterfly. Make sure you WhatsApp me the information and I'll keep on sharing it. It's been great talking to you. That was Jamila and Melissa from Black Butterfly
experience.
yes and I love it. Okay ladies, salute to you ladies, and have a great evening.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
Have a good evening.
No problem. Now, before I get to read, I have the queen here, Kian Brown. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening.
Good. How are you?
I am very good.
Yes, the powerhouse boy, the queen, Barbados boy, winning the British Tour over 21. And I'm not sure if you know, but I was one of the judges, and I could say this on air, you won by the largest margin you ever had.
I think I heard, I think Sheldon said it when he was announcing the winner.
Oh, sure. That's only Sheldon Hoare. If you know Sheldon Hoare good in this time, like that's so historic. Sheldon is going to make sure that everyone hears that good news. So I if you know Sheldon good, Sharon knows that for real. But I know you've obviously from before. I know, like, very to yourself, very humble, all eat, sleep, and do music. But how hearing that, Kian, like being real, how hearing that made you feel?
Honestly, I was in total shock because I was like, what do you mean by the largest lead? And then when I heard my score was 749, I was like, huh? I honestly didn't think I know for me, I went out there with the mindset of I'm going to minister first and whatever else happens. So it was just like, for me, it was a big shock because I wasn't expecting it to be that big of a lead in a competition.
Yes, yeah, well, let me tell you, girl, judging the competition, it was struggling to find where to tear off marks. Like, you know what I mean? No, it being real, the competition gone, so I could say. You know what I mean? It was extremely flawless. Well, people ain't gonna believe me. They know they have. I see some of the clips up online on Facebook.
Yeah, they're the full videos are on Facebook.
On the Teen Talent, on the top page, right?
Yes, please.
Right, so the full views are up for everyone to go and see you. You don't have to believe me. And of course, you're not going to let you go before she sing a little piece for me. So you all can hear it for yourself. But I was just saying that was crazy, like the biggest margin ever. But you said you were shocked. But I love when you said you just came to minister and that is it.
Yeah, that's always my mentality. Anytime I go on a stage, I don't care where it is. It could be a secular stage or gospel. My first mentality is I am here to minister. Whatever else happens after that, it happens. And ask anybody that was in the competition with me. I was backstage praying even before I got on stage. I was just like, God, let me be your minister in peace. Prick the heart of somebody who may need to hear your word. If it's been already pricked, just give me just let me water it a little more so that they can come to know you even further. That was my prayer, but it was just like, this girl, she will minister, this girl didn't really want this competition thing. I honestly went in because Richard asked me, he was asking me for a very long time, from the time I was like 10 years old, and my mom said no at first, and then I was like, I didn't really know about this competition, and I was afraid because I didn't know if I could actually sing gospel. Because, you know, people look at you a little stranger and you sing gospel because they think that you think gospel is what is going to get you
listen
to be the winner.
Listen, girl. Listen to me, girl. Reason why I love you, right, as an artist, for your fearlessness, is for how deep you can get, right? Maybe, but you just studying ministry and you love music both, you understand? But so it's comments like that that's triggering me, especially from young people like yourself, because you're still young, still in your 20s, still very young.
Yes,
but comments like that and realizing that, because it's something I spoke about with Dynamo and so on, because you know Dynamo too is a person too that is carry word, don't care what setting he in, he's Dynamo, like, but he's the message first, and he's young as well, and for him is the message first. Yes. For you is the message first, but you were also aware that, you know, when you're singing gospel, they may look at you a particular way. What brought that realization to you? How are you so aware of that, although you was not in enough competitions?
I've seen it before with from watching other competitions and stuff. I've seen it before. And I've also heard people making comments of it. And I've also heard somebody say, oh, because they feel that if they sing gospel, that they can win. But that's not how it's going to go. And I was like, and in my mentality, I'm not really about the winning. It's just that I know how people can be. From being a working with choirs and working with other vocalists and stuff like that. And I've been on the music scene since I was 13, and I'm 26, so that's 13 years now. And I see from just being in the background, because I love to be in the background, I would work stage first. I asked Rashida, I was working stage for this whole competition. Every night we had a competition, I was working stage, because that's me. And from being in the background, when you see certain things, it's like, whoa. Gospel and these things don't really work out. But Kian is going to sing gospel. I made it in my mind because I was thinking of what I should sing. Another song, I was like, I heard the Holy Spirit told me, no, go and minister. And I was like, all right. From the time I hear that, the Holy Spirit said whatever he has to say, it done day. I follow it. I don't go against the Holy Spirit. If he tell me, sing gospel, do this, do that, minister, that's where I'm going. I don't go for the but nobody ain't gonna like this, kind of body ain't gonna know the song. No, that was my mentality from seeing backstage and all that stuff. I know how it gets. So that was my fear when I was younger as well. People sing certain things like, oh, she wants to sing gospel because she wants when they say it. That was my mentality as a young Christian.
Good, yeah, and it's true, but I'm glad that you tell yourself, well, listen, you bring in the word. I forget about the rest. I love that you said that. And what will happen most of the time is if you're ministering and that's what you're about on stage, about the message, you can always give it your all because you don't have set when it comes to God. You know what I mean? When it comes to God, you're gonna have set. So if it's singing, you're gonna sing you all. If it's dancing, you're gonna dance you all. You know what I mean?